Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, I am joined by a few special guests today. I know y'all saw the title before y'all clicked on it. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about interracial dating. Now, the interesting thing about this show is I had it sitting on the shelf since last year, and I couldn't quite find any use for it until now. Now, y'all know how I do with my guests. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves on my platform so they can tell y'all a little bit about the podcast or whatnot. So go ahead and take the floor.
Well, my name is Lola. My boyfriend here, his name's Alex. He goes by the name The Mister on our show, or at least my show. It's called This Black Girl Podcast. And essentially, it is a conversational type of show where we talk about any and every type of topic, from politics, relationships, children, sex, friendships, anything and everything is essentially off topic, like off limit for us to talk about. Right. So when you propositioned us to talk about this, I was game.
Right.
So
right,
here we are.
My real name is Alex. I appear frequently on Lola's podcast. It's really her podcast. I try to support her, but she really runs that show all on her own, and she does a great job, I think.
There you go, Lola, doing your thing. Now, y'all are actually based out of Toronto, right?
Yeah, so we're based out of Toronto, Canada. We're from the north part of the city. I've grown up in Toronto my whole life. He grew up just slightly outside of Toronto. And then eventually after we started dating, he moved, relocated to the city, and we've just been here ever since.
How was it living out there?
Honestly, it was not that bad until the pandemic hit. And then the pandemic hit and Canada did not know what to do with itself. It's been very like stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. And it's been a mess.
Pretty much the same over here, man.
It's real expensive to live in, unfortunately.
That part.
Wow. All right. So the first thing that I want to know, okay, about interracial dating, what are some of the challenges that you guys have faced when you guys became one unit? Like, what are some of the things that kind of frustrated you, kind of got on your nerves, so to say? What are some of those challenges?
I mean, I'll speak from my experience. There's definitely people in our family who aren't super happy with us dating.
Oh, yeah, that part.
And pushing back against them is, like, I don't know, it's at least somewhat awkward because you don't. These are people that, like, I grew up with, and I don't necessarily want to just, like, cut them out of my life immediately. But at the same time, the shit they're trying to pull here just it's not acceptable. Like, yeah. I can't let it fly. Like, I can't let it sit. I'm not that type of person. I'm not going to let somebody else come in and try to dictate what's right for me.
So your family pretty much was kind of basically acting funny with you. They damn near cut you off or almost cut you off.
I mean, I don't necessarily know if we got to the point where they're going to cut me off. But certain members of my family definitely were, super weird reactions. Very funny. You're right. Very funny reactions.
Some people are cool, and then some people are just not cool.
Yeah, like, thankfully, the person I'm probably closest to my family is my sister, and she's, like, doesn't bat an eye at this kind of thing. She's super chill about it. She's very good.
So, Lola, how has your family accepted your relationship once you got in?
I mean, I will admit, it wasn't necessarily like my first rodeo dating somebody outside of my race. I've done it before. Mm-hmm. So my family is kind of adjusted to it. Plus, one of my siblings, they're married to somebody outside of our race as well. So I don't want to say it's normal. It's super normalized, but like on my side, it's like, if you're happy and they treat you well, like, then that's all that matters. Like, the race kind of falls to the side, you know?
Right.
You hear a one-two comment, like, you'll hear, like, a little, you know, well, couldn't you have you know, like somebody black like you, or like you'll hear one of those from like an old head, but outside of that, it's like, okay, they treat you well, you're happy, you're comfortable, you're good, like then they're good, essentially.
So what's the biggest misunderstanding about dating a white guy?
I would have to say, in terms of my own personal experience, is like, he's very hands-on and very involved. He may not always like it, but he's willing to do it because of the love he has for me. So like, if I'm doing, like, I'm extra. So if I'm I'm extra, I have a young one, and it's like, if I'm doing the most, throwing her a super elaborate birthday party, whatever, he hates it, but he's still like sliding with me, getting that shit done. So I rate that.
So wait a minute, hold up. So when you say you extra, what are we talking about here? We talk about attitude, like what are we talking about here?
Okay, like a little bit in all categories I'm extra, but like, you know, instead of just a little like pizza party and like a present or two for her, it's like a whole event, balloon arch, catering, charcuteries and stuff. And like the girl's only six.
She's almost,
you know?
She's almost suffocating in the back behind a balloon arch.
Exactly.
Yeah, that kind of extra.
Right.
I'm doing the most.
So look, so let me ask you, say Alex, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Alex, so listen. So you dated white girls and black, white women and black women, or just only black women? Like your whole life?
I didn't necessarily set out to do it. I haven't been in a lot of relationships. Mm-hmm. I've never dated a white woman, but I've also not also exclusively dated black women.
All right, so let me ask you this. Okay, so it's safe to say you know how white women are, right? So dating a black woman right now, right? What would you say is the biggest misunderstanding about dating a black woman? Same question I asked her, now I'm asking you. What's the biggest misunderstanding?
Honestly, I think a lot of people think that like a big reason why I'm in this relationship is because like my partner is black, and that's honestly not the case. Like I love her because like she's silly, she's a big nerd but doesn't want you to know it.
She's snitching on me.
Yeah, you know, like I love her for who she is as a person, and you know, she just happens to be black. Although I will admit though that like some people like people pale, and I like people dark skinned. Not necessarily just black, but like Filipinas, East Indian women.
That's
like,
what's up, man.
Yeah.
You like the melanin.
That's what I like. What's up, man. Yeah, I melanin. I know you heard the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, man. I know you heard that before. Hey, so look, yeah. Let me ask y'all, what's the craziest thing that you've encountered? I'm talking about the craziest comments, the craziest, I don't know, the craziest anything.
I mean, I feel like for me, it's definitely been the reactions from the family, but that's probably because like we kind of started dating a bit before the pandemic hit, and then we really got together and like moved in and were together right around when the pandemic started. So we haven't really had a chance to like go out and about and like encounter people, encounter messes.
Woo.
Boy. You know, we've kind of just been stuck.
We've been at home. Sheltered. Our relationship has been mostly really sheltered.
Yeah.
are y'all planning on keeping it that way? Or y'all like, how y'all?
No, we're gonna go out. Like when things are normalized and easier to go out, like we're gonna go out, because like he knows, like I like to do the most and go on dates. So I expect him to take me on dates. Just so I can like doll up and look cute and have a cute outfit and just look like whatever and stunt.
Are you prepared for that, man? Are you prepared for them 2 hour waits while she get ready? Have you ever experienced that yet?
I've already been living it.
He's been training.
What do you do? Like, do you just go sit down, take a nap? Like, what you? How you
meditate, right? You just concentrate on your breathing.
You gotta do something.
Nah, like he can do a million things. He'll play video games, he'll go take a shower, he'll be dressed, he'll be on the phone. Like he can do 10 things before I'm done. And then even when I'm done, I'm not done. Because I'll be like, should I do this or should I change into this? And he's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Right. So listen. Did somebody ever actually try to break y'all up? Like, have somebody ever actually put in work, put in overtime to just try to like break y'all up?
No, no, no. I've had friends try to deter the relationship, but that was like super early when we were like just talking. And I was just saying like, oh yeah, I'm talking to this guy. He's, you know, really nice, really tall. And he just happens to be white. And they're like, another white guy? Mm-mm. Or, you know, like they try to downplay and dismiss it in that kind of case. Like, I don't know. Why don't you go this way or whatever? And I'm like, I like him though. Why am I going to stop dating him? Because like, you don't need to like him. I need to like him. That's all that matters.
It sounds like y'all pretty much was always into, well, for you, it seemed like you was always kind of low-key into white guys. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
That's a lie.
You said you dated them before.
I've dated, okay, I was about to say one, but I'm lying. I would be lying if I said one. I've dated two white guys beforehand. Before that, aside from that, every other person that I've dated has either been black or, and I dated like one Korean guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop that one, huh? Well,
that's just what life threw at me. That's it.
Hey, but that's good. That's good though. You know, you opened a dating outside the race. Well, you were open dating outside the race. That's good though. A lot of people, I can't honestly say I ever dated a white woman. I was open to it. It's like this with me. I was open to it, but I never really went looking for one. But I never shut it down either. So
that's fair. It's
different with me.
I mean, that's fair.
I will say, especially when you're like first meeting and stuff, there's always like, it can be a real landmark. It can be like a real minefield on both sides. Because sometimes you're like into a person and it turns out that they got some kind of backwards ideas and you just got to turn that shit around like immediately.
Yeah. how was that like, you know, like, having different like when it comes to food and stuff, I gotta ask y'all this. How y'all look, man? Hey, Alex, you like soul food, man?
Yeah.
You mean that soul food?
I'll say for me, it was like I grew up watching so much Food Network for no reason that I'm like pretty open to for eating pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, he loves his spice. Yeah. He, if anything, he eats more spice than I do.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, and I'm the Caribbean one. Like, I like my pepper. I like my spice in certain moderation, but like, he's always in the mood for spice. Whereas like,
man, my man,
I'm like, I need to cool off sometimes.
That's how I am. That's how I am. Yeah. I need to stop though. It don't do you no justice at the end.
I'm just saying, when y'all both start catching heartburn, don't say it was my fault.
Honestly, I don't know why I'm so lucky. Like, for me, the worst part about spicy food is for some reason it gives me the hiccups.
Man, you know what I used to do when I was younger? I used to eat hot sauce sandwiches. When I was young, I used to take two slices of bread, put hot sauce on each one, put it together, and bite it.
Yeah. That's a first. I've never heard that before.
I was crazy, man.
I didn't do it hot sauce, but when I was a kid, I used to just like take limes, cut them in half, and suck all the juice out.
See, y'all are both weirdos.
I've seen people do that before, though. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Big lemonade.
That's like real. That's like sour, though, right? That's not like.
Yeah.
Good Lord, make your face go. Just saying, man. Like, woo.
But going back to your question, though, like, I will say I'm mostly in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over in the kitchen, chefing and cooking and making.
I want to see what's on the menu. Cooking what?
All types of food. My staple normally is jerk wings, rice and peas. What else? Sometimes if I get into the mood, I like to make ribs. I like
Alex. You eating good, Alex?
I started making like fusion cuisine, so I started making jerk pork spring rolls. What else? Curry shrimp? Yep. Korean beef.
I never even heard. I know what it is, but I never even heard that sound.
Curry shrimp?
So it's shrimp with the curry taste?
Coconut curry shrimp is to die for. So good. So good. It's next level. Next level. I'm telling you.
Alex, you eating good, man.
Just say. I'm
hey,
just
saying. So how you making your collard greens over there? Y'all eat collard greens?
I mean, like, sometimes, but not often.
Not all the time, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. Not often, not
often.
I don't
know if I've ever had them.
You've never had collard greens?
I don't think I've ever
okay, had well, them. Now I'm shopping. Now
you got to make a batch. You got to make a batch. You got to make some cabbage, too.
Oh, I make cabbage. Yeah, I make cabbage. Yeah,
I got friends that don't even eat cabbage. I don't even know why I'm friends with them. Now I'm playing.
But yeah, cabbage good. My background's Polish, so we eat cabbage all the time. So it's like the crossover, you know, it's the unifying force.
I might make some this weekend. I'm not even gonna lie.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good though. That's good though. So are y'all married or no?
No, we're dating. We're not married.
I should have asked y'all in the beginning, but okay.
Well,
it's fine. Whatever. So yeah, I don't want to start no marriage conversation between y'all after this podcast. But are there any plans for marriage in the future?
Okay.
My bad, Alex.
I'm giving him the most diplomatic answer. I want to say yes, that there's hopefully in the future. However, the like infinite planner in me is trying to let it happen rather than like pre-plan a million years in advance.
Oh,
okay. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
he like, man, wait till we get off this podcast. I got some questions for you.
Oh no.
That's good though. How long y'all been together?
She's already got a Pinterest board and everything going. She had it before I even showed up.
Wow.
Man.
She's actually, no. I had it after.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's sweet of you.
How long y'all been together?
2 years.
2 years? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you did say pandemic. You did say pandemic. So okay, yeah. I didn't even realize it'd been that long.
Right?
I mean, man. I will say we started seeing each other for a little bit before that, but we were like just kind of, you know, friends with benefits kind of situation.
Yeah.
Started out, and then we kind of caught feelings and decided to make it official and all that.
Okay, you know, before tonight, I told myself I was gonna ask y'all, would you break up with a person if they didn't approve of the person you was dating? But I'm not even gonna ask y'all that because y'all done basically already touched on that. Y'all not thinking about what nobody talking about.
I mean, put it this way: if the person was bringing up actual like serious facts and red flags, because like I feel like it's important for friends and family to see, to at least acknowledge that stuff, you know? Because some people when they're dating, they're in love, they're blind, they don't notice shit. Right. If they're bringing up actual, like, solid red flags that, you know, this person's a misogynist or this person's abusive or something like that, I think that's something to take into consideration when ending a relationship. And I would also say, like, kids are also really important. Because, like, I have a kid from previous relationship, and he has no kids. So I made sure before we even jumped into anything that like this is something like this is a non-negotiable situation. My kids are non-negotiable. So it's like you're either on board or you're off board, but you can't hop in and out. So like
you mean just like being around?
Yeah. Well, because I'm her full-time parent. So like I have her 90% of the time. She's with me most of the time, you know, and she's a kid. So she's going to be around. She's going to be invested whether you like it or not. So it's like, I'd rather have a partner who's going to be all in rather than like half in, half out, half in, half out. Because if that's the case, I was willing to walk away. Even though I didn't want to, I was willing to.
Oh, of course. So, that's how we all should think. Got kids, ain't nothing to play with.
Some women don't though. Some women don't. They date a guy for a week and they're like, come tie, come meet your new daddy. Like, no.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, how was that accepting Miss Lola and her daughter? Her daughter. How was that, man? Accepting all of that in.
I mean, like, I love being with her, so that was pretty easy to accept, you know what I mean? We're definitely, like, very eased into our relationship, I think.
Yeah.
I will say, like, when it came to the daughter, like, I didn't meet her for quite a while, for me, like, I never really planned or thought about having children. So it's still kind of a thing that I'm still feel like I'm trying to still get a handle on.
I mean, it's a very new experience for you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I was curious.
At the start of our relationship, like, it took me a little while to meet her and like be introduced.
Yeah, and have like an adjustment period.
Yeah, but I think that was part, but I really like, I understood that, especially at the start of our relationship, because like I also grew up in a kind of like chaotic household. And so like I understand that like children are actually like very delicate, you know what I mean? And so like introducing someone and then taking them out or then putting them back in or whatever like that, like just that alone can like.
It's definitely a learning experience for you.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's good, man. Look, kids, they help us grow and they help us learn. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So I know earlier you touched on, you said, you know, you love her sense of humor. You love that she's silly. You love certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But aside all of that, what else do you love the most about her as your woman? Not just as a person. What do you love about her being your woman?
As your woman.
I don't know if it's gonna sound.
That's your beautiful black melanin queen.
I don't know if it's gonna sound lame or whatever, but like, I love that she loves me. Like, I don't know, for me, like, I grew up and I wasn't very confident, you know. I kind of, I did like go to therapy for a hot minute for a while. I was always like a very sensitive person. Like, even now, like, I do art professionally. I went to art school, that kind of thing. So just having someone that I know that, like, even when I'm not feeling great about myself, like, I know that she loves me.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So she helped you. She helped you with your confidence. She helped you with all of that.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Lola, we're going to put you in the hot seat for a little bit.
All right.
I feel like Alex been in the hot seat for a second. Let me put you in the hot seat for a minute.
Yes, sir.
So, same question.
I guess the one thing that I like about him as a partner, not as just a person, is similar to what I touched on before, is that he is so incredibly supportive. And I don't like to compare relationships, but when I came from my previous relationship and then we started talking and then eventually started to date, I couldn't help but notice like the vast difference in terms of the level of support. And like, a lot of Black women that I know just personally and what I've experienced personally has been, I've had to do a lot of just handle your business yourself, do shit yourself, figure it out, find a way, because you got you, and that's it. And with him, it's like, it definitely feels like it's me and him. And I can turn to him for support where I'm frustrated, I'm upset, I'm happy. Like, and when I'm happy, he's there celebrating with me. When I'm sad, he's there crying with me. Like, he's a rock.
So, oh, that's right, man. Y'all about to make me go get married tomorrow. Nah, I'm playing. I'm playing. Hey, but that's good though. That's good. Yeah. Real good answers. Y'all sound like y'all ready to go down that aisle right now.
I'm just saying the one benefit that we have is communication. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that helped with being friends first. That like with that kind of like layer or that buffer of being friends, it's like you can be real with your friend and say it how it is and not feel like they're gonna judge you or look a certain way. And I feel like because we had that really open communication, mm-hmm. that's made our relationship a lot easier. And it's made like the harder moments of our relationship a lot easier.
Okay. Yeah. So have y'all friendships changed in any kind of way since being together? Not with each other, but with y'all friends, like your female friends, your male friends, if you have one, you know.
I would say yes.
I mean, I'll say yes, but not because of this relationship. Like, you know, there's just been crazy things going on in the world. And like, I myself, I used to live like, I don't know, like an hour and a half or so from where I live now. And so like a lot of my friends are back there and it's kind of hard meeting new people and everything shut down.
True.
For me, okay. Like, my relationship has changed just because of the move, not necessarily because of the relationship. But, like, part of the reason into moving up, moving in together in the first place is because, like, I was getting a lot of work around here, and I didn't have a place to stay. And so I ended up staying with her. And then we were like, hey, I just don't think we're going to move apart from each other at the end of this.
You know? We like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up.
I mean, I would say for me, in terms of relationships with other people, I find myself less afraid to actually communicate what I think. It's improved being able to, I guess, verbalize what I mean to say when I'm talking to people. Because, like, I personally can be kind of blunt and harsh, and my face sometimes will give away everything that I'm feeling. And people will take that a certain way. Like, if I'm with screw face in, and I'm like, and they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? And I learned to, like, break it down and just say, like, I personally feel like this situation may not be a good look for you because of A, B, and C. And they can understand, like, okay, I'm not just being shady. I actually care. And I don't, like, I'm the kind of person with, if I like nice things, I want nice things for my friends and my people. Like, yeah. I'm not that kind of girl that will take gold and give you silver. Like, we're both getting gold.
Hey, Alice, I gotta ask you this, man. She said her emotions will show on her face. How often do you deal with that around the house where you know you just gotta shut up? Because if you say something, it's on.
I mean, the funny thing is that we're definitely the same in that way. Like, I tend to be a little, like, especially when I first meet people, I tend to be a little hard to read, a little more, like, even-toned.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, if I get worked up or if I get in my feelings, like, I can't stop it from showing. I'm definitely that same kind of person. So, I don't know, for me, it's like, I try not to take it on, because, like, you feel your feelings in the moment and you can't really control your feelings, you know what I mean? Like, your feelings are some weird, like, automated process that, like, bubbles out from inside of you. And a lot of the times, like, I've definitely had the experience myself where, like, I feel something really strongly in the moment, and then I cool off for even, like, a few hours, and I look back and I was like, oh, that was dumb. I shouldn't have been, like, that invested in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So y'all just being there battling.
Well, no. The thing is, we don't argue that much. And I want to thank that to communication. But we do have, like, our moments where we don't see eye to eye, or, like, he feels a certain way about something and then he doesn't say it right away, but his face snitches. Yeah. So I'm like, what's good? And then he gets all upset. So that I am like, my face kind of gives it away, but I don't talk. I kind of shut down. So then he's like, talk to me.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I know about that for sure.
Yeah, we have a tug of war kind of situation, but then eventually we just kind of, like, come together and we're like, this is all the problems. That's how you feel. That's how I feel. What's our conclusion? Okay, break. And then we're back to normal.
I'll say that definitely. Like, I feel like when we're kind of in an argument or situations are kind of tense, like, I'm a kind of person that I kind of need someone to, like, poke and prod, and I like to poke and prod until, like, something kind of jostles loose, and then you can kind of, like, get over it and try to move on. And you're definitely the kind of person that, like, something happens and you, like, you don't want to talk about it, and you need to step away for a while and process it.
Yeah, because I get heated, and when I'm heated, I say shit that I know sometimes I can't take it back, especially if I don't mean it. So I'd rather say nothing than say something hurtful.
Whew. I listen, man. I know all about that.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
and all about that. That's the type of stuff I definitely try to avoid.
I'm telling you, but, like, we don't necessarily, like, even if we have, like, an argument or anything, we don't yell at each other. Like, we'll say what we need to say, but we don't actually, like, yell and be like, well, you're fucking this and da, da, da. Like, we don't really, I don't think we've ever called each other out of our names. Except for, like, if we're playing, I'll jokingly say something. Not, yeah. But I never said it with, like, malintent. And you've never called me out of my name, because I would have fucked you.
Hey, yo. Hey, man, I saw his face just now. He was like,
he's trying to remember. He's like, have I?
The head? Did I do that before?
I'm alive.
I definitely think that's like part of the reason why our relationship is good, is because like at the end of the day, even if we have like our disagreements, like she's not my enemy. You know what I mean? Like we don't have that kind of, we don't try to foster that kind of like antagonism in our relationship. Like at the end of the day, we're doing stuff together and we're a team.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
I remember the first time you said that, that hit me so different. Oh my gosh. I dropped that gem like it's my own, eh?
Oh yeah.
I tell people, I'm like, you know what? A wise man once told me that in relationships, it's not adversarial; it's a partnership. You guys aren't enemies.
Man, that's what's up. Y'all seem like y'all are a great team. Y'all seem like y'all have a lot of Y'all seem playful a lot. Y'all seem playful.
Oh, always playing.
That's what's up, man. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
It's been so good talking to y'all tonight. Lola, definitely thank you for coming through on the platform.
Of course. It's
so
my
how often do you drop a episode?
I drop an episode of this Black Girl Podcast once a week. It's normally on Wednesdays. I'm doing a special recording, so a new episode is actually coming out tomorrow. So it will be on all streaming platforms like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, Overcast. Episodes also actually going to be up on YouTube. So that's going to be the freshest one. But I drop an episode once a week.
So Alex, how often do you like to appear on her show?
I mean, I appear whenever she calls me. That's really how it works. I will say that this episode is coming out on Thursday. If you like that like relationship talk, and that's kind of your interest in relationships and stuff, this is a real, real raunchy episode.
Oh,
this is an episode that goes to some places.
Yeah. Really? This is probably the most scandalous episode I've ever recorded, but I love it.
Yeah, you had a guest on, and
you have a guest on it?
Yes, I had a special guest. Her name is Sav. She has her own podcast as well called The Nympho Diaries.
You heard it right.
I did not stutter. The Nympho Diaries. I call her the city's sexpert. She is amazing. She's fun. She's bubbly. She's a great personality. And so we just talk about relationships. The conversation definitely focused around like sex and the expectations and stuff, like things that we like, things that we don't like, anxieties, assumptions. So it's a great episode that kind of lifts the veil behind just like the,
you gotta put the kids to bed. You want to listen to that?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Headphones on.
AirPods in.
But it's definitely inspired by like our conversation with, do you post a thirst trap for people or do you post it for yourself? Definitely that energy, that conversation.
I'm that, you said Thursday, right?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Whew. Yeah, I'm gonna go play that in the car when the kids out the car.
Okay, don't crash.
No problem. Oh, don't crash. It's gonna be like that, huh?
Pull over.
Hey, listen, man, wrapping things up, like I said, man, appreciate y'all coming through, talking about y'all relationship and stuff like that. I'm with everybody, all my listeners, y'all know when to find me every Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
And we out of here, man. Alex and Lola, thank you again.
Thank you.